Here's a look at your KLEM news for this Saturday afternoon. The Lamar's Hy-Vee store will hold an ecumenical prayer and pastry service Sunday morning beginning at 6 a.m. as a way to show thanks to the community regarding this past week's events and to continue to pray for the two female Hy-Vee employees that were shot during an attempted robbery last Sunday morning. Lamar's Hy-Vee store manager Peter Streit says that the event scheduled for Sunday morning is to help serve as a time for everyone to heal emotionally.
Part of any process is, you know, they have to heal physically, and a lot of our employees are looking for some emotional healing and some things to help them move on a little bit with their life and with their work. Not necessarily get back to normal, but to take steps forward, and that's kind of what we're doing this Sunday. We thought it'd be appropriate at the same time at Sunday that this had happened last week, so at 6 a.m. on Sunday morning, we're going to do a prayer and pastries event out in our parking lot. Everyone's welcome. If you want to come out and gather, bring a chair, bring a friend, come out. It's just going to be conversation and you know, kind of talking about things and working through it together. And we're going to do everything we can to help everybody heal, both physically and spiritually.
Streit says that during this past week's ordeal, the community has been very supportive of the victims, the fellow employees, and everyone connected to Hy-Vee.
I will tell you that I don't know any community that could have come together better to help out. From the time that this happened, all the first responders, everybody that came out was just amazing. And since then, people offering counseling services, and we've had a lot of people come out just to talk to our employees and ask them how they're doing and check with them. And it's been really good. You know, sometimes you don't really know what a situation like this is going to do to you personally or to the people that you work with, but the support of the community has really made a difference in everybody being able to kind of grow a little bit and improve. You know, it's a lot to take in. It's, you know, it's something that happened that's tragic. It's devastating to our sense of safety and security and all that. So it's going to take some time, and you know, hopefully every little thing that we can do to help move forward in that process is something that we want to definitely do.
Streit says that the two female employees that were shot while working as clerks, 18-year-old Faith Lasky and 29-year-old Ashley Storson, both of Lamar's, are making improvements each day. Streit says that the counseling services provided by Hy-Vee has also helped people cope with the tragic events.
We've been fortunate. We have what's called EAP, our Employee Assistance Program, and they've brought counselors on site. We also have that available 24 hours a day for all of our employees or their family members to reach out anytime with this. As you know, everything hits people differently. Some people it may take a day, some people it may take a week, some people it may take a little bit longer, but I want to make sure that everybody has that help available and do that. You know, our employees have responded well to it. They're all going at their own pace, and we're just looking forward to everybody just kind of working through it, and they all know they can talk to at least one or two people here in the store as a friend, as well as a coworker.
The Lamar's Hy-Vee store manager is inviting the entire community to appear at the Hy-Vee parking lot on Sunday morning at 6 a.m.
Bring your own chairs, bring something to sit on. We'll have pastries and prayer out in the parking lot. It's going to be just a kind of a casual event. Come on out. And we just thought that would just kind of show support for our employees and for people of the community that want to get together and talk about things. And hopefully this will help everybody kind of to move forward a little bit.
That event is scheduled to last an hour. Residents of Dakota Dunes may need to evacuate their homes as the Missouri River and the Big Sioux River both continue to rise. Officials say that the Missouri River was forecast to crest at 30.4 feet at Sioux City early Saturday morning, while the Big Sioux is expected to reach a high of 33.1 feet last night. According to a report featured in the Sioux City Journal, that if the Missouri River reaches a depth of 31 feet or more, then authorities say that they will order an evacuation of all Dakota Dunes neighborhoods. Residents were informed on Friday that they would have 6 hours' notice to prepare to leave the planned community. If the water breaches the community's flood barriers, then an immediate evacuation notice would be issued. Dakota Dunes, South Dakota, suffered from flooding back in 2011. Meanwhile, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers have announced that they intend to release additional water from Gavin's Point Dam, located on the South Dakota-Nebraska border west of Yankton, South Dakota. The Army Corps of Engineers have raised releases at the dam by as much as 5,000 cubic feet per second to 75,000 cubic feet per second. For a few hours on Friday, the intersection of Interstate 29 and Hamilton Boulevard was underwater. However, by late afternoon, that water had receded, allowing the intersection to again be open. Downstream, communities in southwestern Iowa and eastern Nebraska are again having to evacuate due to flooding. For many, they were just able to return to their homes after the flooding that occurred in March. The Iowa Supreme Court says that a crude oil pipeline running across Iowa was legally permitted to be built, dashing the hopes of a group of farmer landowners who wanted the pipeline moved off their land and an environmental group that wanted it to be shut down. The farmers and the environmental group Sierra Club of Iowa claim that the Iowa Utilities Board illegally issued a permit for the Dakota Access Pipeline, which has been carrying oil since 2017. A majority of the court concludes that the use of the eminent domain for an oil pipeline is not unconstitutional simply because it passes through without taking on or letting off oil. The court says that the pipeline permit was lawfully issued. The landowners claim that the pipeline carrying oil from North Dakota to Illinois provides no benefit to Iowans, so forced taking of land to build it was unlawful. The Trump administration is following through on a plan to allow year-round sales of gasoline mixed with 15% ethanol. The Environmental Protection Agency announced the change on Friday, ending a summertime ban imposed out of concerns for increased smog from the higher ethanol blend. The agency had proposed the change in March. The change also fulfills a pledge that President Donald Trump made to U.S. corn farmers who see ethanol as an important driver of demand for their crops. Oil refineries have been seeking exemptions from government requirements to include ethanol in their fuel mixes. Environmental groups contend that the U.S. Clean Air Act prohibits year-round sales of E15, and court challenges are expected. That's a look at your news for this Saturday afternoon.